A candle burns in the corner. His face, once handsome and filled with a lustrous black beard, is hollowed and flecked with several days' growth. The pits of his blue eyes, which once burned so fiercely, are now just soft embers. He is tired. He has barely slept in recent days, and fatigue has increased his agitation.
Gracias, señor, she said. She sat and arranged her skirts. Even her voice was lovely, with its lilting foreign accent. This is my sister, Juanita.
A pleasure to meet the sister of the famous señorita, said Mr. Pickle, still looking admiringly at Señorita Rodriguez.
Enough, Rook roared.
The voices stopped. All eyes were on them. Maggie didn't even react as from the bar, Byrne yelled,
Her!
Rook and Maggie didn't look away from each other, but he was aware of hands all around them flying to weapons, of barrels levelled at Maggie as his brothers, his family, took up arms and prepared to drop the last threat standing against them. Rook smiled.
I gave you a chance. I told you to walk out of this. For your father's sake, I was going to let it slide. But you had to stay. You had to push. And now you know too much.
Sure, Maggie said, but you're not going to do anything about it.